Good day, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Taste and See, where we savor the goodness of life and find joy in the blessings around us. Today, as we approach the season of Thanksgiving, we're diving deep into the beautiful theme of gratitude and thankfulness, reminding ourselves of the countless gifts we've been given and celebrating those moments that fill our hearts with joy. You know, Thanksgiving is more than just a holiday. It's a state of mind, a way of life. It's about recognizing the goodness of God, even in the ordinary moments, and finding peace and acknowledging that all we have comes from Him. As we think about gratitude, I can't help but think of the scripture from Psalms 107:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. A simple yet powerful reminder that every good gift comes from above, and His love for us never fades, no matter our circumstances. Gratitude is not just an action, but a lifestyle, a way to honor God for all He's done for us. And today I want to take a moment to express my thanks to the Lord for the abundant blessings in my life, for family and friends, for health and hope, for peace in the midst of challenges, and for the grace that sustains us each day. So let us go to a prayer, shall we? Father God, we come before You today with hearts full of gratitude. We thank You for Your endless love and faithfulness. Thank You for the gift of life and the ability to gather around the table, to share meals, laughter, and stories. We thank You for the simple things, the warmth of a home, the beauty of nature, the love of those near to us. We thank You for the strength to face the challenges, knowing that You walk with us every step of the way. Lord, we are especially grateful for Your provision, for Your peace that surpasses all understanding, and for Your unending grace. May our hearts reflect Your goodness today and always. In Jesus' name, amen. That prayer is a reminder that we can never run out of reasons to give thanks. And speaking of things we're thankful for, nothing brings us together like food. It's not just about the meal, but about the love and care that goes into preparing it. Today, I've got a wonderful recipe to share with you, one that's perfect for Thanksgiving table. It's simple, delicious, and a great way to bring warmth to your family gathering. Now let's get cooking. Okay, so the recipe today is a simple pumpkin pie. Now, what's Thanksgiving without a little dessert? I've got the perfect recipe here, and we're gonna start with one can of 15 ounce of pure pumpkin puree. And we're gonna need a 3/4 cup of brown sugar, a 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and a 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger, and a 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 large eggs, 1 12-ounce can of evaporated milk, 1 pre-made pie crust, or make your own if you prefer, and lastly, whipped cream for topping, optional but delicious. So, our instructions are, preheat your oven to 425. Second, in a large bowl, whisk together the pumpkin puree, brown sugar, cinnamon, ginger, cloves, and salt. 3, add the eggs and whisk until smooth. Gradually stir in the evaporated milk. 4, pour the pumpkin mixture into the pie crust and smooth the top with a spatula. 5, bake for 15 minutes, then reduce the heat to 350 and bake for an additional 40 to 45 minutes, or, you know, until the pie is set. A knife inserted into the center comes out clean. 6, let it cool completely before serving. Top with a dollop of whipped cream if you'd like. There you have it, a simple, sweet, and comforting pie that's sure to remind you of the goodness and warmth of this season. Now, isn't it amazing how food can bring us together? It's another reason to be thankful. As you enjoy this pumpkin pie with your loved ones, remember to take a moment to reflect on all the ways that you've been blessed. Whether it's a piece of pie or a quiet moment of reflection, there's always something to be thankful for. And with that, we come to the close of today's episode of Taste and See. I encourage you to live with a heart full of gratitude, not just today, but every day. And every day we should be thankful. Remember, when we take time to give thanks, we open our hearts to more blessings, joy, and peace. Thank you very much for joining me today. May your Thanksgiving be filled with love, laughter, and plenty of pie. And as always, taste and see that the Lord is good. Until next time, friends.